Let's talk a little bit about treatment and what this group came up with. First of all, in terms of surgery.
I think the most important issues in surgery now involve rectal cancer and colorectal liver metastases. I think as far as colon cancer surgery is concerned, it has been well established that laparoscopic colectomy can be an effective modality in colon resection. You don't decrease the risk of long-term control by doing a laparoscopic procedure for colon cancer as opposed to an open procedure. A study was done by Heidi Nelson and her group and published that pretty well documented that. And I don't see any major issues in the surgical management of primary colon cancer. With rectal cancer, it's a bit different because particularly for low-lying tumors, it's a much more difficult surgical procedure. Patients may require combined abdominal perineal resection and colostomies. And I think there's a great deal of interest in developing approaches with neoadjuvant treatment, treatment before the surgical procedure that might minimize the surgical morbidity, decrease the need for radical surgical procedures. And one could even imagine in the future, if we develop really effective neoadjuvant treatment, that perhaps some patients with rectal cancer would not require surgical intervention at all if a biopsy demonstrated complete regression, complete pathological response of the primary tumor. And so as a long-term vision, our hope would be that we might be able to turn rectal adenocarcinoma into a disease analogous to squamous cell carcinoma of the anal canal. We're certainly not there yet, but pathological response rates in the 20-25% range have been seen.